Some 50 people offered comments on the city's next budget during a public hearing Monday night in Northside. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Many of those spoke in favor of funding for human services organizations. Gina Marsh is the executive director of the Human Services Chamber of Hamilton County.
We're talking about the child who goes to bed hungry, the family who has just been evicted from their home, the young man who just survived an overdose, and the single mother who's looking for a job.
The Center for Closing the Health Gap had many people wearing T-shirts supporting the group at the hearing, but only a few spoke, including Health Gap Chief Operating Officer Renee Mahaffey Harris.
This country, over 100 years, have failed to address the issue of health disparities. And those disparities are the gaps between people of color and the majority population. In addition, public health officials and others require strategies that specifically target populations of color in order to improve their own lives.
Acting City Manager Patrick Dehaney cut health gap funding to $562,000, and Mayor John Cranley eliminated it in his proposed budget. Other speakers addressed funding for the Greater Cincinnati Redevelopment Authority, Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, and finding money to maintain the water tanks in Mount Airy. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.